The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
We have prayed. Give Jesus a big clap tonight. And then you can welcome at least one or two people. Happy New Year once again. Happy New Year. And then you can please be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. It's my privilege to welcome you to the first day of this 12 days of empowerment, January 2017. I want to thank God that you are alive, hale and earthy. And I pray that the Lord will continue to sustain you in Jesus' name. I want to congratulate you for making up your mind early enough to start with God. You see, the foundation of everything in life is very important. In Psalms chapter 11 verse 3, he says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That's where most people make mistakes. The foundation of anything determines how that thing will how it will stay. The foundation of the year is the first month of the year. Once a man plays with the first month of the year, it's unlikely that he can capture the rest of the year. And I want to congratulate you that you are here tonight. And I want to assure you that you will not leave here empty-handed in Jesus' name. Quickly tonight, I'll be speaking on introduction to all-round success. The introduction, or what you can call foundation to all-round success. Success is a word that means different things to different people. And there is nobody in this world that does not desire success. Either young or old, everybody, every human being desires to be a successful person, male or female, young and old. And success means different things to different people. To some, success means power, political power, governor, president, commissioner, and all. To some, success means educational qualification, OND, BSc, HND, etc. To some, success also means wealth, money. Some, success means having a family of your own. When, particularly for some women, when they are able to get married and they begin to have children, they see themselves as a successful person. But success is actually more than possessions. Success is more than having position. Yes, this is very important. Position is important. Possession is important. Wealth is important. Our father Abraham was wealthy. Genesis 13 verse 2. I would say that Abraham was wealthy and had cattle. He had silver. He had gold. He was rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. He was wealthy. So God is not saying that you should not be wealthy. In Genesis 26 verse 13 and 14 also, Isaac was very prosperous. Genesis 26 verse 12, verse 13 and 14. Genesis 26 verse 13 and 14. 13, 1, 3. 1, 3. And then Isaac sold in that land. Praise the Lord. Then Isaac sold in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. Verse 13, and the man was great and went forward and grew until he was very great, for he had possession. So our fathers had possession. So there's nothing wrong in having possessions, but possession does not necessarily mean success. Possession does not necessarily mean success. Success includes many things. It includes health. It includes wealth. It includes peace. It includes joy. It includes long life. It includes impact. It includes blessings. It includes riches without sorrow and many other things. Educational success and all that. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22, he says, it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow. So success is It involves many things. That is what we call all-round success. Successful as in your health, successful as a family man, successful as a businessman, successful in your career, successful in terms of resources, successful in terms of the way your children have turned out. Quickly, what is all-round success? What is all-round? You can just put what is ARS, all-round success, because throughout this program, we'll be talking about all-round success. What is all-round success? All-round success means having it the way that God has planned it. Amen. Having it the way God has planned it for you. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible says, before I formed thee in thy belly, I knew thee. And before thou coming forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So, when you are successful all around, it means your life is exactly the way God patterned it. Number two, what is all-round success? All-round success means attainment and accomplishment of assignment given to a person by God. Attainment and accomplishment of assignment given to a person by God. What God delivered to you, you were able to finish it. The project that God helped you to start, you were able to complete it. The things that God placed in your hand, you were able to accomplish it. That's all-round success. Number three, what is all-round success? It means extraordinary exploits beyond human knowledge and understanding. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, those that don't know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Extra accomplishment that is out of this world. That is so mind-blowing. Someone say mind-blowing. So mind-blowing is extraordinary. It is beyond what a man can accomplish naturally. That's what we call all round. It is beyond human knowledge. It is not natural. It is abnormal, as it were. And number four, I'll just give you four tonight and we'll fire on. What is all round success? It is achievement that provokes applause, recognition, and envy from all and sundry. All round success means achievement that provokes applause, recognition, and of course envy from all and even everybody. Nobody will see you and say this is nobody when you have all-round success. When you have all-round success, there is no way people will see you and they will say you are a nobody. Instead, they begin to envy you. And it's better to be envied than to be pitied. It's better for men to envy you than for them to begin to pity you. Because if they pity you, they can throw you inside the pit. After pitying you, they can dump you inside the pit. Somebody is here tonight. God is going to take you to the realm of all-round success. Success is not about status. Success is about service. Success is not necessarily having a particular high-ranking status. It's about being a person, a man or woman who has a particular line or area of life where he's adding value to life. Success is not about position but about disposition. Success is for service to God and for humanity. Quickly tonight, what is the foundation for all-round success? What is in the foundation? This building has a foundation. And that foundation is what makes this building to continue to stand. If that foundation is not there, there is no way this building can stand. What is it? What is that introduction? What is that necessary thing that must be in the foundation of a man before he or she can accomplish success. We'll treat that tonight, then we'll go to pray. It is called tenderness of conscience, or what you can also call the fear of God. Tenderness of conscience. Tenderness of conscience is so important for anybody that wants to accomplish all-round success. And it simply means having a conscience devoid of offense towards God and towards man. Acts chapter 24 verse 16. Your conscience and your mind is devoid of evil towards God and towards man. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and towards man. Your conscience working is the active ingredient that you need for you to begin the journey of success. If you see a man or woman who has no conscience, he has no future. 1 Timothy 4 verse 2. If you see a woman or a man who has no conscience, there is no... Say, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with hot iron. When you see a man or woman who has no conscience, he can do and undo. He can destroy anybody. Then that kind of person has no future. Call the future called all-round success. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5 also explains to us the importance of every one of us having a tender conscience. Now, the end of commandment is charity, out of a pure conscience, out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith untrained. That is, you must have, your faith must be with a tender conscience. It must be with an active conscience. And how do you know if your conscience is alive? Because, you see, ladies and gentlemen, before we go into blasting a lot of prayers in the course of this program and releasing a lot of prophecies, we must understand that if this case is not settled, all round success is impossible. How do you know if your conscience is alive? If you touch someone's money and you lose your peace, if you lie and you lose your peace, if you misbehave and immediately you feel a dis-ease, it means your conscience is still alive. But once a man lies and he, in fact, immediately he lies, he goes to another lie. You know, you need to lose one lie to cover another lie. From one lie to another, from one lie to another. Once a man gets to that level, his conscience is snared and there's nothing like all-round success. Looking at a man like Joseph, the Bible says that Joseph was a man whose conscience was working, despite the fact that the people that sold him to slavery did not have conscience. His brothers wanted to kill him. Later, one of them said, let us sell him off. And they sold off their own blood. Normally, his conscience should have died and said, Shebi God was looking at me when they were selling me. Shebi God was there when they were selling me. But the Bible says when he got to Potiphar's house, And the madam of the house was pursuing him. The Bible says, he said in Genesis 39 verse 9, he said, how can I do this wicked thing? Said, there's not greater in this house than I, neither had he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How can I do this great wickedness? Now listen to this. Nobody was there to witness what he's about to do. Nobody was in the house. If you read that account very well, everybody had been discharged. The woman says, you go to Maraba, you go to Ofa, you go to Ibadan for me, you help me go to Oshodi, go and buy something. Sent everybody away and ensured that only him and this handsome boy was in the house. And he started pursuing him from place to place. And the Bible says, he said in his heart, how can I do this wickedness? And sin against God that he cannot see with his two eyes. Somebody say, living conscience. His conscience was alive. His conscience was active. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a world where people just behave anyhow. Take others' things. Sleep with other people's wives. Steal church money. enter church and carry things, misbehave at the peak of wickedness, carry somebody else's child and kidnap for sacrifice. Kidnap somebody who is as old as your father and cut off his private part for sacrifice. We have reached the height of wickedness in this world. The consciences of men have been snared because of money. But I want to say this tonight, in this opening night, that your own case will never be like that in Jesus' name. I say your case will never be like that in Jesus' name. Joseph said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Living conscience, active conscience. Quickly tonight, what are the benefits of a tender conscience? What do I stand to gain if my conscience is working? Number one, a tender conscience makes living in sin impossible. When you have a good conscience, you will not be a man that will be in sin and it will be comfortable with it. You will not be a woman that is living in sin and be comfortable with it. The Bible says, can we continue in sin and expect the grace of God to continue? Once you see a man or woman who continues perpetually in sin, the conscience has been snared. The conscience is dead. The conscience has collapsed. Once you have a conscience, a tender conscience, it makes living in sin impossible. Number two, benefit of a tender conscience. A tender conscience forbids existence with unconfessed sin. When you have a tender conscience and you have sinned, you are not comfortable. You want to quickly run to God and say, Father, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done this. When you see somebody who has done something wrong, last January and up till now, today is 2nd of January, I still not confessed it. The conscience has become like a rock. Somebody who has done something and still the same thing he has done before is repeating it over and over and over and over again. The Bible says it's a dog that goes back to his vomit. It means the conscience has been snared. The conscience has now it has become rock-like. A tender conscience forbids existence with unconfessed sins. Number three, benefit of a tender conscience. A tender conscience forbids taking God and His word for granted. When you have a tender conscience, the word of God, it means something to you. When you have a tender, you hear the word of God and you have a tender conscience, you can begin to cry. When you have a tender conscience, the word of God hits you in every service. There is no service you come, you won't have something to pick. Because the word of God means so much to you. We are now in the world where people come to church and you ask them 10 minutes later, what did they teach today? They cannot remember. What was the main thing that was talked about on crossover night? Give me some of the points. They are forgotten. The conscience has been smeared, and so there is nothing like all round success. Benefit of a tender conscience is that a tender conscience forbids you from taking God and His word for granted. A man or woman that has no tender conscience behaves as if God is a nobody. He behaves as if God does not exist. Forget it. Forget God. Forget it. We are in the hip hop ray world. We are in the modern world. We are in the computer age. For long, let no cotton shell. Leave God out of it. Is it possible for anything in this world, for one to leave God out of any issue in this world? Impossible. A tender conscience forbids taking God and His word for granted. Number four, benefit of a tender conscience. A tender conscience makes a man serious with God and then makes God serious with him. Don't forget that God is not an unserious man. If you are serious with God, He will be serious with you. One of my best scriptures is James chapter 4 verse 8. Draw near to me, I will draw near to you. You know, God has never, ever, ever, it has never come that a man will draw near to God and God will reject him. No. Once you draw near to God, God is already, in fact, he has been waiting for you to draw near to him for a long time. Draw near to me, I draw near to you. So once you have, one of the major benefits of a tender conscience is that you become very serious with God. You become very serious with anything that involves God, and God becomes very serious with you. God becomes so serious with you that people begin to wonder, what are you doing that is special? We graduated the same time. We left school the same time. I'm even more beautiful than you. How come things are working for you and it's not working for me? Why? Seriousness with God through tender conscience makes the difference. Somebody is here tonight. God is going to get you to that level in the name of Jesus. God is going to get you to that level in the name of Jesus. I know if I was praying for you tonight for thousands of dollars and millions of dollars to be credited to you from Citibank UK or US, your amen will be louder. But this, what I'm talking about tonight, is the most important if you really want other things to flow. This issue of righteousness, this issue of living your life in a way that will please God continually, consistently, remains very pivotal to you ever attracting all-round success. Number five, benefits of a tender conscience. A tender conscience makes no excuse for sin. When you have a tender conscience, there's no excuse for sin. Why did you take beer? Maybe you say you'll not take beer again in 2017. You see, God understands. You say, I can't do without it. You see, you understand. God understands that, you know, as a young man, you need beer so that your body can be very strong. Kakaraka. When you have a tender conscience, you don't make excuses. When you make a mistake, you weep before God. You weep. How can I ever go back to this kind of thing, God? How can I? How is it possible again that in a new year I want to go into this again? No. This is from the past, not again in 2017. That's a tender conscience. A tender conscience does not make excuses for sin. A tender conscience has an hatred for sin. A tender conscience has an hatred for evil. You hate evil. You don't want to have anything to do with evil. Number six, benefit of a tender conscience is that it attracts God's blessings. Genesis 39 verse 9. Genesis 39 verse 9. You see, when you have a tender conscience, you will not lack, because God will continue to supply your needs. Psalms 39 verse 9, beg your pardon. Psalms 39 verse 9. You will not lack anything good. You will not lack blessings. Psalms 39 verse 9. You will not lack anything good. You will not lack blessings. You will not lack favor. You will not lack breakthrough. Somebody is here tonight, you will never lack God's blessings. I say you never lack God's blessings. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. I say you will never lack God's blessings. Every day of your life, the blessing of God will begin to pursue you. Every day of your life, the blessing of God will begin to pursue you. Genesis 37, let's go to verse 25 first. It says, I have been young and now I'm old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I have never seen somebody who has a tender conscience begging for bread. I have never seen it. I have never witnessed somebody who has a tender conscience begging for bread. So if you are a man or woman that has a tender heart and a heart that loves God, there is nothing like lack for you. Somebody is here tonight, God is going to terminate lack in your life forever. I said, God is going to terminate lack in your life forever. In Genesis 37 verse 19, it said, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And in the time of famine, they shall be satisfied. If you are the person I'm talking about, say a big amen. Amen. In the time of famine, because you have a tender conscience, because you love God, you will be satisfied. I speak to somebody here prophetically that you will be satisfied. I say you are going to be satisfied. In the name of Jesus. A tender conscience is like a magnet for blessings. When you see a man who does evil anyhow, is a man that is in perpetual penury, is in perpetual lack. He might have money, but he will lack peace. He can have wife, but he can lack children. He will lack something. He cannot operate under all-round success. He cannot taste all-round success. Number 7 benefits of a tender conscience is protection and deliverance. Protection and deliverance. Psalms 34, verse 4. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. He delivered me from all my... So God is a God that delivers people. He delivers them. He brings them out of evil. Somebody's here tonight. Even as you seek the Lord with your life, I decree that God is going to protect and guide you throughout this year. I say God is going to protect and guide you throughout this year. God is going to protect and guide you throughout this year. Quickly tonight, how do you maintain a tender conscience so that you can attract all-round success? Pastor, this thing of conscience is so important. How do I assess? How do I get to a level where I have a good conscience towards God? Number one, confess every known sin urgently. Confess every known sin urgently. Every sin around your life, every sin in your heart, every sin that you have seen before, confess them urgently. What hardens a man's heart is sin. And once a man continues to sin, that's why you see that when a robber has been robbing and robbing, after some time, robbery is like a normal thing. It's like going for show. It's like going for show. They say, let's go for another show tonight. They call it operation. Like as if a doctor is doing an operation. Say, let's go for operation tonight. The conscience, it doesn't, the word robbery or the word evil doesn't, they say, let us go out and do operation. So when you are a man or woman that wants a tender conscience, confess everything that you have thought about. Everything that has you can remember that is evil. Disobedience. Things that you know that if God meets with you, there are things that will not bring about all-round success. You quickly and speedily confess them. Number 2, how do you maintain a tender conscience? Repent and forsake your wrongdoings. Proverbs 28 verse 13. Proverbs 28 verse 13. Proverbs 28 verse 13. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. If you want to maintain a tender conscience, repent and forsake. You notice that a particular guy, every time you are with him, you always feel like having fornication. Then you repent and you break the relationship. That's how to have a tender conscience. You try as much as possible to repent. That thing you have been doing before that you know is not right in 2016. Don't allow it to come again to 2017 to the extent that it will separate you and God. Somebody is here today. This year, you will never know separation between you and God. I said there will never be a separation between you and God. All throughout this year, God is going to call you his friend. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear the kind of amen for dollars. Let me hear the kind of amen for Naira. Somebody is here tonight. All throughout this year, you and God, you are going to be friends permanently. You know, if you are friend with God, it's better than being friend with Buhari. Yeah. It's better. It's better than you being friend with Trump. Because God can never lie. God can never deceive you. And his resources can never be exhausted. God's blessing can never be exhausted. It is sign of foolishness to be far away from one's maker. It is the greatest sign of foolishness for a man to be far away from his maker. But for somebody here today, all the days of your life, you and God, you are going to be friends permanently. Number 3, how to maintain a tender conscience. Avoid the company of people living with hardened conscience. Proverbs 27 verse 17. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. You see, There are some people, all the days of your life, their conscience is hard. Separate yourself from them. There are some people that they cannot think for 5 minutes without thinking evil. Separate yourself from them. If your desire is all round success this year, we are to love liberally, but we are to relate carefully. We are to love liberally, love everybody, but we are to relate closely, very, very carefully. Your friends will make you, and your friends can destroy you. If you want your conscience to be alive, watch your friends this year. Be careful of who you call your close associates. If your friends are people whose hearts are hardened, there's no way they will not make you hardened. If all your friends are smokers and drinkers and semi-harlots, they are not really harlots, but semi, they do it small, they are students small, you know. There's no way they will not call you into it. If all your friends are gossipers, if all your friends are thieves, then there's no way you also not do such a thing. For somebody here tonight, that grace to stand for God throughout this year comes for you in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. As I begin to round up tonight, because tonight is just an introduction night, get your conscience working. There is something God has put inside every human being called conscience. There is something God has placed inside everybody alive. That thing that will tell you, don't do it, that's conscience. That thing that will tell you, stop it, that's conscience. And that thing called conscience must not be hardened. It must be tender. It must be tender. If you spend 30 minutes with a man with a hardened conscience, you can say it. You can see it. Because a hardened conscience is very visible. It is very visible, the way they will talk, the way they will behave, the way they will relate. You say, this one is a hardened person. And I can tell you this, it's not only men, there are women whose conscience are hardened. There are women whose conscience are hardened. But for everybody here tonight, God is granting to you tonight a brand new heart in the name of Jesus. I say, God is giving to you tonight a brand new heart in the name of Jesus. So what have I tried to do tonight? To set the foundation for us to be able to move at the pace that God wants us to move. There is nothing called all-round success without the fear of God. It's impossible. God will release blessings to the life of a man who will use it to pack university girls for party and call his friends. God won't release resources to such people. God won't release all-round blessings to a man to start a company whereby he will be sleeping with all the girls from department to department. No. He won't do it. It's not a waste of resources. God won't release multiple cars to a man who will be using different cars to bamboozle people and to cheat them. If your desire is all-round success, let the fear of God be in your heart this year. Everything you do, let the fear of God pant in your heart. In your word, in your thought, in your deed, everything you do, let the fear, that fear of God, let it be what rules your conduct. Everything you want to do, put it in the measure of the fear of God. Does this show the fear of God? This thing I want to do, does it show the fear of God? This behavior I want to behave, does it show the fear of God? God forbid that we have people here who are fasting and who will report back tonight in a man's house overnight. I mean, that's like wasting your fast. Or somebody who goes to steal money and they say, Titus, please stand up, and you stand up. That's like reporting yourself to God. God forbid that you are. I heard a story some time ago of a man that came to a pastor for a prayer with a woman and said, "Pastor, please pray for me. I'm abroad and things are not working for me. And this woman, I don't know why. Please pray for us. Things are just not working very, very well." And the man of God said, "Oh, that's good. How long have you been married?" So he said, "No, we are not yet married. My actual wife is in Nigeria. This is like my wife here that we are trying to get married here, to have papers and all that." And the man of God, "Sky! God forbid that I pray for such. I won't pray for iniquity. You left your wife in Nigeria. You are here in Oyibo land. You are wasting your time here." He said, "May you never get papers." He said, "May police catch you and send you back home." Instead of prayer, he got curses. Why is it people just do things anyhow? Because of papers. Marry a Yimbo woman, they say, you will sleep with her for 21 days before you collect the papers. Then you will divorce you. Then you now come back to Nigeria, or you now get your papers, then you can travel. What rubbish. May I never get that paper forever. 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 You see, if you go around at night, early morning, sometimes you will see some people, some rubbish on some T junctions. Some people did it overnight too. It's not beds that took it there. Conscience is gone. Conscience is gone. Because of this money, conscience, go and buy. Go and get the head of a 7-day-old baby. Then go and get pepper. Go and get this, go and get that. Packages inside something. Then bath it outside. Bath outside for 7 days. Then from there, you take the pot to your cupboard and then money will be coming out. How do you spend such a money? How do you, and the person will now say, "Pastor, pray for me. Something is pursuing me every night." I pray that thing pursuing you must kill you. That, because, you see, this year, 2017, righteousness must exalt us. I would say righteousness exalt a nation, but sin is a reproach. Sin is a reproach. I pray for you this year. All the days of your life, you will walk in righteousness and holiness. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Throughout this year, you will hold up your head in integrity. I said throughout this year and going forward, you will hold up your head in integrity. Clean money will find its way into your house. Clean resources will find its way into your family. Let me hear your loudest amen. As a young lady, the man of your choice, not collecting another man's husband. Collecting another man's husband. One of my friends during the Christmas, his elder brother married somebody else, and he was telling me his story. His elder brother married somebody else who was just a banker. The person went to the man's office and went there for opening an account. And then started doing some, and the man liked her and married her as a second wife. The former woman had 5 boys. He doesn't see that woman again now. For almost 1 year now. Just send money. Take some money. You know? Said, "Nobody else. I'm going to be the one in charge of this man till forever. And I can tell you, one day, vengeance will come forth." I want to say this as I round up tonight. Because we are going to first solemnly ask God for mercy tonight. So that we can clear the debris. If there is anything that will hinder God from moving you to this all-round success, it must be cleared tonight. If there is anything that will not allow the mercy of God to speak for you in this program, it must be cleared tonight. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.